He talked to me about forgiveness, and he said the first thing he did when he found out who the arsonist was that burned his church down was that he forgave him. And it was powerful to me, and I talked to him about it, and we're going to talk some more. I'd hope to get there.
Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun. Right now. Hi. Oh my gosh, that is loud. Something's working here at the Hunterdon County Chamber. I love it. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and I'm filling in for Larry McAfee from Home Team Inspections today on his show. You know my show is I Love New Jersey, location, 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 and it's all about real estate. It's all about you. Everything I do, I try to be on the other side of the fence so I can bring you those free consultations that you know you wish you had. Today, I'm so excited because, let me have that little brochure, my guest on Larry's show, and Larry, you know, is a home inspector, and he's my go-to guy. He's part of my club. I'm Weikert Realtors. I'm the real estate agent, and I've got everybody for you, from best-of-breed attorneys to roofers and electricians and, of course, Larry, since it's his show, and I mean it. But anyway, what we have today is Vincent DeLuca, and he is a colleague of mine. He's in our club, and he's in charge of all the chimneys that we do. And his company is called Just Inspect. And I want you to take a look at that, because if you're looking for information on chimneys, chimney sweeps, as they call it, and inspections, he's going to give us the whole update on that. First, I'm going to try to get you real quickly an update on the weather. If you happen to be in the New Jersey, Central Jersey area, forget that. It's supposed to be really nice today and tomorrow, and Sunday is supposed to be kind of iffy for Father's Day. So if you're a father, happy Father's Day. Don't forget, mom's best gift for dad, a new house. So call me, Jeannie Murphy Weikert. If you're buy, sell, or rent, I'm your girl. Anyway, I'm just joking. This is Larry's show. So shamelessly self-promoting, but hey, you let me have the day today here. So welcome so much, Vincent. We will call you Vince because that is your name. And you're going to tell us all about your business here, Just Inspect, and about chimneys.
Well, thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
As part of the home inspection process, it's very important not to overlook the inspection of the chimney, because home inspectors in the state of New Jersey don't inspect the inside of the chimney. It requires specialized equipment. A home inspector can only inspect those things which are readily accessible.
Right. They come out and they just say, hey, I'm on the roof. I can't really see in there. Try and check out a chimney expert, right?
Exactly. And a chimney inspection, what we specifically perform is called a level 2 chimney inspection. That's when we put specialized cameras inside the chimney, and we scan it from the bottom all the way to the top. And we're specifically looking for any excessive cracking, holes, gaps, separations, anything that would be considered a potential fire hazard.
Now, when you are talking, because I'm talking to my clients out there who I know, especially one is listening at the end of her seat right now to learn all about chimneys, and I know other people out there, including myself, which I have chimneys that, like, you know, need to be redone and blah, blah. But anyway, when you talk about this too, are you talking about you drop the camera in from the top down to the bottom?
Well, the equipment actually is versatile. It can go from the top down or the bottom up, which is very helpful, especially in wintertime when there's a lot of snow on the roof and you can't get up there. Primarily, It's a very interesting camera that's on a big stick, if you will. Mm-hmm. And we bring it up and we look at the pictures on our monitor and we take a picture of what we see. So we're able to include all of the JPEGs of any problem areas in an actual report that the client can see.
You know, I love it because it's almost like advanced technology in the medical world where they were able to go in with the cameras and they can go down your throat, your nose.
Exactly.
It's the same thing. And it's like with a chimney, it's so important because of the hazards. I mean, we know our body is important, but with a chimney, fire is a hazard, right?
It's a very, you know, unfortunately, it's one of the most important parts of the home inspection and it's often overlooked, primarily because at a site, at a mine. Over 70,000 chimney fires occur annually, and the National Fire Safety Standard is to have all chimneys inspected whenever a house is bought or sold. It's actually required in a real estate transaction. However, there's no enforcement arm. There's no chimney police that's come out there and give you a ticket if you don't do it.
Oh, my gosh. You could make that similar to septic tank maintenance. You know, it's the same thing. Like, you should have – I'm on your game here completely because I've heard and seen over the years, like, townhouse owners always assume their chimneys are perfectly great. So they don't bother to maintenance them. But then even when there's an accident, a fire, that can affect the entire community because the homeowners associations – rates go up based on the fire and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I'm on your team as far as you have to do the maintenance with real estate transactions. A lot of people don't know the last time they did their septic service. Chimney sweeps, like cleaning out your chimney, right? How often are you supposed to do it?
Actually, Ann, you're supposed to do it annually. Unfortunately, again, a chimney's out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
They're overlooked. Nobody ever looks on the inside. Mm-hmm. But because of the expense, on average, a fireplace can run $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 to reline. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking fireplaces that are 10, 15, 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you have it inspected, unless you do the specialized level 2 inspection and put the cameras inside, you're never going to know whether or not it needs to be relined. And when you do find out, sometimes it's because there was a problem. There was an event. There was a fire. We do a lot of insurance claims. And almost every time we go out there, we find the same conditions. People were they did not know the conditions of the chimney or they would not have used it.
And I am so wanting you to share this with everybody. I want to let everybody know again who you are. Vince DeLuca, he is the owner and proprietor of Just Inspect. And I'm here, Jeannie Murphy. I'm from Weicker Real Estate Agency, Flemington, as a listing, selling, or buyer agent. And I'm filling in for Larry McAfee, who's Home Team Inspection. This is actually his show. And I was so happy to take this. I'm honored, actually, as a real estate agent with all of his choices, to be here today to fill in his shoes, but to bring you information about chimneys particularly. Because what I want to go back and talk about, and I want you also to give a little bit more, like, you know, a little bit more about yourself and your company. But I want to really talk about the fact is people do forget what they don't see. You just walk in, you're like, oh, I'm concerned about the septic, the roof, the blah. And they're not thinking about the chimneys. And that is where the fires happen and birds and, you know. So anyway, Vince, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I've been in the business for well over 30 years, started in 1989. Mm-hmm. I'm certified by the Chimney Safety Institute of America. I'm also I'm a licensed home inspector. I'm a licensed radon measurement technician. You know, so I've been involved in the real estate inspection industry for close to 30 years now.
That's quite a long time.
And Just Inspect, actually, we're very unique because we are what we say. We just inspect. So as professional inspectors, we're able to give an unbiased opinion of the conditions of the chimney. You'll pay us for the inspection, but even if we find thousands of dollars worth of repairs, we will not conduct those repairs
mm-hmm.
because we feel that would be unethical
mm-hmm.
because now you can't count on the content of our report. So we want to make sure we're happy to do the inspection and get a qualified chimney contractor to review the report to make the determinations on how much it should cost.
Mm-hmm. to you guys out there, it's so important that you understand what he's saying, because as a real estate agent and like my colleagues in the entire real estate world, when we look for someone to come out and A, like a Larry McAfee from Home Team Inspection, to do the inspection on the house, they're just like self-proclaimed generalist. It's like if you go to the doctor's office and they say, hey, you got a mole here, I'm going to send you to an expert. Then you go to the dermatologist and you may be way crazy thinking you're going to die. And they go, oh, that's no problem. Now, with the chimney experts, like what I'm talking about right now, he's my guest today on Larry's show, because Larry's the doctor that you go into. But when it comes down to needing the specialist, because Larry's saying, you know what? I really don't know enough about that chimney, so I want you to go and talk to Vince and get an appointment to pay, again, as you're a buyer, if you're a buyer, to learn more about that home that you could actually... And let me just tell you something. When you invest in yourself as far as the purchase of the property and you're going to stick to it and you love the property, you've just done yourself a great service. You've actually gotten something off the to-do list that you're going to be happy, be able to sleep good about, and that's a good thing. And if you're selling a home and you haven't done it in a while, you need to go over and call Vince and his company so that you can basically make sure that before you even go on the market or while you're on the market, you can actually be able to prepare and provide documents in your seller disclosure selling your home that you have attended to these issues and that you can get an idea if you've got something that you may not know about, but you're going to have to deal with it one way or the other at the end of the day with someone like Larry, who is going to take the buyer and show them perhaps some things that you need to attend to. So anyway, I just again wanted everybody to know who you are and what you're doing, because I think it's so important.
It really is. And again, after the fact, the good news about when you're in a real estate transaction is that if you have the chimney inspected and it fails the inspection and it's an expensive repair, it is considered a health and safety issue.
Mm-hmm. So, this is so important. So,
right.
Go on.
So in many cases, health and safety issues are negotiable with the seller. Usually everybody's reasonable. No one wants to sell a house that they know is unsafe to use the fireplace. And, you know, in all fairness to the sellers, they just don't know.
They don't know.
Because they did not have the chimney inspected, you know, prior to putting it on the market, which is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever you get a listing, a lot of sellers want to know the condition of the house so they can do these inspections so that
they can
present an as-is.
Yeah.
Because they have all the facts.
Right. And on top of it, because like you say, although it's something that is supposedly required, it's not enforced. So I can tell you honestly, I think it's probably over 90% of the real estate transactions, unless that home inspector calls out an issue that they are not aware of and say you need a chimney inspector, it goes right off the radar. It's like, oh, it looks fine. And now you're talking about not knowing what you don't know as a buyer, not knowing
Correct.
What you need to know as a buyer. And then at the same time as a seller, and I know because I'm a shoemaker, shoes never tie. I'm the real estate agent, Teeny Murphy Weichert here. Also, the shoe man, maker shoes never tied. Because I'm like, I'm terrified. And I know my favorite person out there who I know that is watching this because I told her you were coming on today because I'm talking to her about you anyway. Along with others, I would never want my home inspected. Because I know as a real estate agent what it is. You're not supposed to be a deal breaker. You're supposed to be a deal maker, and you are our allies. Like your business as a service company normally comes from the buyer's real estate side, because we're saying, hey, we need you to go back and take a second look because we got this red flag on the home inspector, like Larry McEntee, the best. This is his show. Anyway, so we go to you, and the worst thing we can do is go to someone who's going to make my buyers freak out and walk away because it's like, oh my God, this is so awful. So when I'm trying to give my clients the most important, best service, protect their interests, call you, want you to give it to us straight up, and then also want you to tell us, like, is this really going to be something that can kill the deal, or is there something in between? So you take it from there on that one.
Well, you know, being in the business for so long, there's really nothing that can kill the deal that money can't fix.
See, That's what I love about
absolutely.
Vince. Because it's the truth. It's all, yeah. Hey, P.S., there's my girl there, my girl, and all you people out there who know it's true. Goes back to the dollar.
It really does.
Do. Yep.
And again,
it's so true.
The reason we exist as Just Inspect certified chimney inspectors is because we charge a reasonable fee to do the actual inspection. You need to be careful about chimney contractors that go in for a ValPak price of $75, because in so many cases, they just want to get in the house so that they can have an opportunity to quote on $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 worth of repairs. And not all of them. There are so many great chimney contractors out there, just like all other walks. Professions, but you got to be careful because
very careful. There's very few.
Yeah. Well,
I say you
I'm being a little.
Law.
Yeah.
He's also out of New Town.
The Sparta area, yeah, Sparta, New Jersey.
Yeah. No, north. So basically, you service a much larger territory than our stomping around here, and I do like Hunterdon, Somerset, Warren, Mercer, surrounding area.
Those are our counties.
They're
also.
Yours, but yeah. I'm only smidges to all your state. But
yeah.
It is tough to find that, and it's really, really, really hard. It happens in all the different trades. It's no different.
And that's why ethically it's important to pay someone to do the inspection who does not do the repairs.
Exactly.
Because we will not turn minor problems into major problems just to get a payday.
Because you got nothing to gain.
We're happy to call it as we see it, and we're happy to make the inspection fee. Whereas in some cases, when people are going in for $50 or $75, unless they get a repair out of it, it's really not worthwhile for them to do that.
It's so interesting, and I know that you're saying this, and I totally agree with you. And it is, again, even Larry, his show here, Home Team Inspection, I totally recommend him. One of the things I want you to know about Larry is that one of the best things about him, if you're looking and you're selling your home or if you're with a real estate agent and you're looking for a home inspection company, I want you to know, or of course buyers, because then you're going to be needing the service. He does it all at the same time. So that's a really cool thing, because normally as a real estate agent and as a buyer, you have to allocate a lot of time to have your home inspection done. Larry does a lot of stuff, and he also makes it really efficient for the seller and the buyer and the real estate agent. And so, I'm sorry, but when it comes back to you, it's true. When there's not some kind of motive involved, because there's so many service companies that do. They're like, oh, I'm going to come in. You know what you need? You need to have this entire thing fixed. And meanwhile, it's because they're going to provide the service to fix it. And that means they're going to get $5,000, $10,000, find other things. And so that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about Just Inspect. And we're talking about my friend Vince here, who's telling about his 30 years in the business and all of the expertise that he has. And then also, again, about chimneys and the fire hazards and some things to know about inspections.
And from a home inspection standpoint, I'm also a director of New Jersey ALFI. That's the New Jersey Association of Licensed Professional Home Inspectors.
Nice.
And my job,
I didn't even know that.
I teach home inspectors about how to inspect chimneys.
Nice.
All right. Every home inspector has to qualify for state CEU credits in order to maintain their license. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of the people who go in and I actually put on seminars so that the inspectors can learn and get their CEUs. And I would say that almost most home inspectors, if not everyone, always recommends a level 2 chimney inspection in the report because it just makes sense to do it. By doing it, they're also avoiding liability by telling the client to get the chimney inspection. They set it. Now, if the client elects not to do it, exactly. The thoroughness of what the client wants, at least they were told to get it. Mm-hmm. If they don't, now it's on them if they have a problem.
Well, let's go to our break here again. This is Home Team Inspections show. I'm Jeannie Murphy, Weikert Flemington. I hope you're enjoying your gorgeous day. I hope if you're a father, you have a really great Father's Day weekend. This is our first break. It's already 3:21. We're running a little bit late. My guest is Vincent DeLuca, and he's with Just Inspect, and we're talking about chimneys today. But we're going to go to a break because I have to do that, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is not my show. My show is I Love New Jersey. Location, location, location. I'm Jeannie Murphy. You know my show's 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock on Wednesday mornings. Always have the greatest people around talking about what they love about New Jersey and also helping out with if you're buy, selling, or renting, because I'm Weikert Flemington. But today I'm manning one of my colleagues' shows. He's one of the people in my club. I love him. His name is Larry McKenty. He literally makes me laugh out loud. He's a home inspector from Home Team, and he is the best. I give everybody that I can an introduction to him because he doesn't like create a disaster when it comes to doing a home inspection. He walks my buyers, he talks to them, and he doesn't want them to be freaked out and run for the hills because we're all about trying to make this happen, not happen, including we care about the sellers. So to that end, the guest that I have with Larry today is Vince DeLuca, and he's with a company that I was looking for his thing again, Just Inspect. Now, he's our go-to guy for chimney stuff. So guess what? When you're thinking about termites and you're thinking about septic and you're thinking about arsenic and all these things that you have to worry about that you don't, you do need to remember about chimney. That's why we're here today. So Vince is talking to us about it, making sure you understand. Now he's going to take us back in time. Can you imagine the homes in Hunterdon County and in New Jersey that are 200 plus years old? Nobody was ever able to get up on the roofs and see in, and I'm passing it over to Vince to tell us the stories because he's been in the business for 30 years. He's the top, best of breed, has all the certifications, leads the leaders in the chimney world, and he's going to tell us about the history of what you've seen and some of the, I want to say automations, which I think the word automation itself.
Technology.
The word automation seems outdated, isn't it? Anyway, it's all yours. Go for it.
Well, technology has really, really made a difference. Mm-hmm. You know, prior to like 2002, home inspectors used to just disclaim the internal elements of the chimney because it was very difficult for anybody to see it, unless you were really small and you can get – I'm only kidding.
Yeah, no. Right. I'm thinking of Mary Poppins.
Right.
The chimney sweep. No, yeah, you had to be small or you had to climb in there and get all dirty and nobody
exactly.
did it. Nobody did it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And with the onset of technology and camera technology, all of a sudden we had the ability – to use specialized cameras so that we can go places and see places that we were unable to do it, you know, before. And when we started to do that in our chimney inspections, we were very, very concerned because mm-hmm. we saw so many older chimneys had some significant internal problems that until someone had an event, a fire, they would never have known that this issue existed.
I'm terrified.
Well,
I know I have this problem.
You don't need to be terrified. You just need to be prudent, which means get your chimney inspected at least once a year because as we do the inspection, if we see areas of concern that are potential fire hazards, at least now you're so advised. So you can do two things. You can choose to get it fixed, or you can choose not to use the chimney or the fireplace.
Oh.
All right. At least you have options. If you don't know and you use the fireplace, especially if it's very, very dirty, you absolutely are putting yourself at risk as far as a fire hazard is concerned.
Yeah. And you're saying so much. There's so many things to talk about because I know my one girlfriend out there. Okay. So there's – okay. You just said a very interesting thing, which is, one, when you do see that there is a problem, one, you can just abandon and not use the fireplace. I mean, that kind of stinks. But if you're on a low budget, makes sense. And especially if you just don't have the ability for whatever reason or interest in using that. Then you have to know of what you're taking on. So tell us some stories. Like, tell us some stories of things that you've seen. That, and then I also want to get back to technology about how nowadays with the drones and stuff, how cool that is. But go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Technology, especially with the drones, has really, really given us an unbelievable view of things that we were
literally
unable to see. You know, back in the day, we would have to use 2-3-story ladders just to get to the top of a house, and in many cases it was not practical from a cost standpoint to have the chimney inspected because so much was involved in order to do it.
Right.
With technology, the cost for the inspection is way down because you don't need 3 ladders to get to the top. We fly drones.
With a truck that can carry the 3
exactly.
ladders to get to the place to make sure that you can get up. And then if you do get up, can you stand there with insurance or not on the roof to
exactly.
lean on something that's falling to be able to look in and know that it's not like disseminating and – yeah, go ahead.
And we fly a drone up there,
yeah.
and we get beautiful pictures from the top looking down. We can usually see the flashing around the chimney. We can see down the chimney.
It is awesome.
And one of our worst nightmares was this particular house had 4 fireplaces. And in looking down the chimney, we could only see 1 flue. Now, every fireplace needs its own independent flue. So if you have 4 fireplaces, you need 4 flues. Now,
right.
a flue, just for anyone who doesn't understand, a chimney is a structure uh-huh. that encloses the flue system. A fireplace has a flue. It's a tunnel that leads from the fireplace to the top of the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
A heating system that vents oil or gas has a flue, which leads from the furnace all the way to the top of the chimney. Same for a wood-burning stove.
Mm-hmm.
Same for a hot water tank if it's set up independently.
And those sleeves are not really expensive.
Well, it depends.
Really?
It depends.
Because I had a puff back, just so you know. I don't know if you know that or not, but I was
no,
talking about
I,
that later.
I didn't.
Puff back alert, but anyway, no,
yeah.
worry. No worries. Don't worry. Focus.
No, no, that's okay.
Because it's because it goes through that like flue, like you say.
Right.
Whoa.
Back in the day, whenever you're using a gas appliance, aluminum was always a metal that you can use in order to line a gas furnace. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, aluminum has a very short life expectancy, and it will rust and corrode.
Hmm.
That's why today's standard has changed. It's really stainless steel now.
Oh, I did not know that.
Because stainless steel, usually it'll come with a lifetime warranty from a reputable contractor,
mm-hmm.
and you need to have it inspected and keep it clean, but it's not going to rust, it's not going to corrode, and it's not going to separate. So
cool.
My recommendation is always to upgrade to a stainless steel floor.
Oh, yeah. Well, to that point, like when you have a great manufacturer with a manufacturer warranty, even like Anderson Windows for my Windows people, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you guys out there, I swear to God, I don't know if you've seen this, but when you go into a home and you see the heat seal burn windows, right? If they're Anderson Windows and they're under warranty, say the warranty was lifetime, 20 years. I had my own, you know, issues with my clients and so on. Take a picture, send it over to Anderson Windows to give Anderson Windows a little flag here since it is Larry McCaffey's show. Anyway, after the warranty period's over, if they had a defective year being the great manufacturer that they are, like you say, like I don't know anybody in the stainless steel.
Sure.
You know, I don't know the names of the brands. That's why you're the dermatologist expert in the chimney world. But long story short, after the warranty period, just because they had a defective year, it was 30 years out and they replaced all the windows and sent them over with a video install 5 minutes for consumer to do. And it was awesome. So I know that's not the case with chimneys, but when you're talking about stainless steel and you're learning about that being better than in the old days, you know, there, you have to go with the best if you're going to go in there. Because I know, I would think at least that people aren't going to go back to their chimneys every year. They're going to do this one time. Know that they did it right. If you're going to do it good. And then at least you know if you're not going to attend to it every year, you got a better company than just something that's going to melt.
Absolutely. Mm. And there are other ways to repair a chimney. Mm. All right.
Oh, I have so many questions for you. Go ahead.
A stainless steel, it's called a stainless steel liner or a sleeve. Mm-hmm. And that's where they slide it down, you know, the chimney and connect it to the smoke shelf area in the fireplace. There are repair systems that literally reparge the inside of the chimney. They force like a thermocrete, like a concrete mixture, so that if you have big holes and gaps inside of the flue,
that's Hunterdon County.
It will refill.
It just fills it in, those. And it's not flammable.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's specifically designed, you know, for the inside of the chimney. That's okay, but that's a repair. Mm-hmm. That's not a relining system.
Right.
And what's good about that for me is that you want to call me back every year to do a level two inspection because
yeah.
I have to tell you how it's holding up.
Nice, though. That's good. And do you call us and remind us?
No.
Put me on your list.
Really?
I just
really
need a reminder. I love it. I want to be safe, but I want to forget about you because I don't look up.
In fairness to the consumer.
Until the winter.
In fairness to the consumer, that's why we recommend a stainless steel system because you can call us back, but what are we going to see? It's one piece.
Yeah.
There aren't going to be any areas inside that have probably failed that are weak. So that's why we like the stainless steel.
Yeah, no, I love it. So question. When you, what about like the masonry side of chimneys? Like, okay, like here you go. You're in Hunterdon County. These houses are 200 plus years old in many, many cases, maybe even, you know, 150, whatever. How long do those chimneys, how long are they supposed to last?
That's an excellent question. We've seen chimneys that have been constructed properly and properly maintained.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can last a very, very long time. The number one reason for chimneys to start decaying is mortar decay.
That's my problem.
The mortar that holds all the bricks or stones together starts to decay.
Mm-hmm.
And once it decays, the bricks or the blocks can start to shift.
Yeah.
And then the moisture can infiltrate it. And then that's where you can start having lining, you know, damage because all the moisture is getting inside. The key, again, is having proper annual maintenance done to the chimneys. Chimneys should be waterproofed. The brick should be waterproof.
That's why I wanted to have you on. This is so funny. It's so coincidental that we have this inspection going on Monday with my mm-hmm. friend who I know is sitting on the edge of her seat. All right. So I know you guys are going to take care of my girl. But since you're here and I get the luxury of being able to talk about my house problem, I'm just curious. I'm just joking. No, seriously. I have a home. It was like 1846. I have absolutely no idea when there's two chimneys, right? Like I said, one of them was the redirection of the underground, not underground, but basement oil burner bringing up through. So I can't use my fireplaces anymore in that area, which is so sad.
Hmm.
I know people do that all the time, right? Just because I have a lot of people who always ask me this question, I never had a chance to ask you. When someone takes a fireplace out and it's not operating because it's got that running through, is there any chance of being able to open it back to a fireplace, or is it just...
You would... Yes, there... The, yes.
I did not know the answer. 35
it's,
years.
It's always up. Yes. It's just going to be how much money is it going to cost?
High five. I'm going to put that on my memory bank.
Always yes.
Yeah. Now I'm never going to forget that answer. I'm pretty good at my answers, but that one I just overlooked. Yeah, you're right. Anything happens with money.
But from a safety standpoint, okay. If you want to put the fireplace back in service, you're going to have to look at other options for your heating system. Now, the current option is why not get a direct vent heating system so that it no longer has to use the chimney?
What's that?
A direct vent heating system
I've
means
never heard of it.
It's high efficiency,
okay.
And it vents out the side of the house. It uses PVC, and it does not need a chimney in order to exhaust the carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide.
And you're the expert here. Because I actually had someone suggest that to me after my puff back when we did the sleeves and all over bubble. And I thought that was a bad idea because I just thought that was a bad idea. Now, you're saying that was a good idea?
Well, for chimney contractors, it's a bad idea because you're taking the chimney repair out of the equation.
I'm such a fool.
But from a... But from an efficiency,
all the wiser now.
But that from an efficiency standpoint, it's high efficiency. You'll pay a little bit more money for the appliance, but it's definitely the way to go if you can do a direct vent, high efficiency heating and hot water system. That takes the chimney out of the equation.
I'm gonna have to like get Larry and just kiss him or something for being able to man the show today with you because I'm so having a great time. Really? Now, see, you may not know what we're talking about, but if you don't, call me, and I can't believe it. No, seriously, that is so funny, and it's so true. Okay, so now we know.
And that's another option, you know, just to – because we're an independent company that just inspects, we're happy to tell you you don't need to – you can take the chimney out of the equation and just update your heating system and get a direct vent system. A heating contractor who does a chimney contractor who needs to make money doing chimney relinings doesn't necessarily want to offer that all the time.
I am so seriously, like, you know, again, that you have no idea how valuable that was that you just said for a lot of my clients and for just the sake of knowing because it comes up all
sure.
the time. But especially my own place. But anyway, so here's another one. So when okay, can you give me an idea? Because I have a friend who has a chimney who's caving in. When you see those braces on the top of the roof that are kind of holding in the restability
sure.
of the whole thing, how much does that go for?
It can be expensive. Whenever a chimney, if it's a freestanding chimney on the side of the house, it has its own footing system. So when it's built, the footing system is separate and apart to that of the house.
Okay.
If that footing begins to fail because of hydrostatic pressure, water erosion, or whatever, now the chimney can start separating from the house. To rebuild a brick-and-mortar chimney from the ground up, a two-story chimney, can cost over $20,000.
Okay.
It can be very, very expensive.
So, all right, now I have a couple different clients in this game. Okay. So you're saying that on the outside of the home, where you see the ground to the top of the chimney, where the brick is evident, like it's not within the home, you're saying that that is all the way up what you're looking for and that that's got some kind of footing, structural type of thing?
Well, so, the footing's underneath in the very bottom.
So where, what kind of, do you have any idea of some kind of clues that could be looked at? I know your company
sure.
is going to be over at my client one,
mm-hmm.
but I got three other ones that I'm concerned about, including a listing.
What we look for specifically in our inspection is whether or not the chimney has been excessively caulked in those areas, because if the chimney has started to separate over the years, many clients will just take caulk or tar and tar those where the siding meets the actual chimney.
Mm-hmm.
When we see that, we're suspect that why is that excessively caulked at some
yeah.
point in the time the chimney may have separated.
Yeah, someone
you know,
was trying to rig it.
Right. And then
No, and I know my girl yes. here, she doesn't have that problem because it's not ground to top. But right. it's interesting.
And other times you'll see that the chimney has been tied to the house. You'll see a bracket around the bricks on the chimney actually securing it to the house. That's another indication that the chimney may have experienced movement in the past, and they did that to stabilize it, which is actually considered improper.
I don't want to go to a break. It's so boring going to a break. Plus, we're so like, this is so important and fascinating to me. I'm like so on your channel. So anyway, I'm Jeannie Murphy, Weikert Flemington, Buy, Sell, Rent. Call me, please. And I'm hosting Larry McKenty from Home Team Inspection Show today here on 100 in Chamber Radio. And my guest is my favorite person in the world, the chimney expert, Justin Specs Company, Vince DeLuca. And we're going to our break real quick, which I can't believe we have to do because I have so many more questions for you. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
To do it.
You got that. Yeah. You've got that. Okay. Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy again. This is, what is it? It's Friday. It's Father's Day weekend. It's not my show because my show is I love New Jersey. Location, location, location. Jeannie Murphy, Weikert, Flemington. Buy, sell, listing. Please call me. I can help you. Now, today I am filling in for Larry McKenty for his show, Home Team Inspection Company. He's got a home inspection company that buyers and sellers use. I use him. My clients use him. And he comes out because he's awesome. And he gets to talk to my people. And I know that he's going to walk them off the deck, for one, not terrify them, and explain what's wrong with the house. Because the buyers are actually paying him, and same with the sellers sometime, to tell them what they need to know about the house, especially for my buyers. But Larry knows how to make sure that deals don't fall apart because he does sincerely want you to buy and live or sell and be successful at your home. So I love Larry. And I'm very honored to be the real estate agent here today because he does work across the state of New Jersey with realtors, but he picked me. Just kidding. Sorry, Larry. Anyway, so my guest today, I am a spaz, aren't I? Total spaz. I don't know why. But anyway, my friend Vince DeLuca here from Just Inspect is here today to talk about his expertise of 30 years with chimneys. And he's got all kinds of other experience and radon and everything else that we'll talk about another time. But right now we're focusing on chimneys. You were talking about something I thought was funny because when you're the experts, you guys, like you were talking about, I'm just picturing it, where I would never even think of it, because I'm, when I'm working with sellers and buyers and I walk through with the sellers, we see what they try to do, you know, to hide things or whatever, put a carpet down, blah, blah. It's all good. Don't worry. But when you're talking about the strap around the chimney and you just walk up and go, oh, obviously they had a problem. They were trying to fix it, but they didn't necessarily do it the right way. So talk about some more of those kind of stories and some sure. tips. Give us some tips.
Well, you know, it's interesting. When a fireplace is originally constructed, they use wood forms inside the firebox and underneath the fireplace, like in the ash pit where you would push all of your ash, and then you have a little door down in the basement that you open up and you can pull all the ash out.
I don't even have that.
Well, inside of these fireplace structures, okay. All right, they're all made out of concrete and brick. When they pour the concrete needs to cure. So what they do is they use wood forms to hold the concrete in place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the concrete has formed, you're supposed to pull the wood forms out, because it's not a good idea to have wood built
fireplace.
Into your fireplace. Just a common sense type of thing.
Well, not to us.
Right. Now, unfortunately, unless you do a level 2 chimney inspection, you're not going to see that or know it. Your home inspector is not going to see that or know it.
Certainly not.
So when we put the specialized cameras in, I would say 20 to 30% of the time, we're finding that wood has been left embedded into the fireplace structure. And in many cases, it's charred. There's already been a fire there. So that's why a level 2 is important.
What's the name of that particular problem? Like when it comes back on a home inspection report, like when I see reverse polarities or the basic crap we see all the time,
well,
what would that be called?
A home inspector, the only way a home inspector would be able to see it is if he opened up the ash pit
which
in the
basement.
Which he would
never do.
Which he wouldn't do.
Right.
Put a camera in.
No.
And send a camera up no. so that he can look at the bottom of the fireplace.
No.
A home inspector is not going to do that.
No. He would just say, I'm deferring to you, the
exactly.
expert. So what would you call that?
Wood forms left in place.
Well, it's so crazy because, I mean, that really is so, so serious. And I'm sure, I'm not joking. I can't even name one person that I know of as a real estate agent who has actually had a lot of time with an expert chimney person in the first place, because that's not what we do. You know, we're like the generalists too.
Sure.
We just let it go. I'm fascinated by this stuff. I'm like, you know. So, sorry, keep going. So then
yeah.
What do you do? How do you fix that?
Well, sometimes it can be very expensive.
Right.
You know, because as far as the code is concerned, you have to remove the wood.
Mm-hmm.
And to remove the wood, you have to open up the concrete. Mm-hmm. You got to get in there.
Yeah.
And then sometimes the wood is embedded and it's hard to do. So what you're supposed to do and what you can do are sometimes two different things because
okay.
of the cost, you know, involved in doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the important thing, though, is to, if you don't know, you can't do anything about it.
Right.
So it starts with making sure that you know, because if you know about a problem, you can now either solve the problem, you could make decisions, like I said,
plan
not to use a fireplace
or
to redo the fireplace. At least you have options that will promote safety for you and your family.
Right. So, what a fascinating story of like an interest. I'm so not happy that it's 3:49 because we only have about 7 minutes. We have to go to our break again really quick. So stand by for 1 second. I'm just going to run through this and we'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, welcome back. Whoa, it's like feast or famine around here with the audio. It's either loud or quiet, but today I think they figured it out, and I think maybe I was wrong, and I figured it out. But anyway, I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Larry McKenty's show, Home Team Inspections show, on Hunterdon Chamber Radio on Fridays 3 to 4, but we're broadcasting through me, Jeannie Murphy, today. Because I'm filling in for him. And you know what's fun? It's like I love New Jersey. And my radio show is 3 to 4 on Wednesdays. And you know I do. But it's fun today because I'm interviewing one of Larry's colleagues as well as mine in the club of the real estate world. And he is the go-to expert for chimneys. And he's got a lot of other expertises. But today I want to show you this logo again. Just Inspect is the name of the company. Actually, very, very well known in the real estate community. A lot of people go to him. Our Weichert office in Flemington considers him the best. And his name is Vince DeLuca. And I'm having a good time today talking to him. You know me. Sorry. I'm only trying to bring forward the truth because you know me. I have problems at my house. And I don't like, you know, paying for anything. But I need to know what I need to know.
Sure.
So I do it for you and me to find out what's going on. But anyway, I'm back to you. Seriously, this is very important stuff. Chimney repair is very important. And nobody even knows about it or does it. So I'm giving it back to you for the next, like, 10 minutes.
Sure. Well, again, as part of the real estate process, you know, buyers are so sometimes a little bit unsure as to what inspections that they should have. All right, attorneys and realtors recommend certain inspections, but then home inspectors will recommend other inspections. Mm-hmm. And the chimney inspection is really the most important inspection, in my opinion, and obviously because I experience all of the fires that happen when people do not properly maintain their chimneys. All right. If there's anything, if you get a little water penetration, if you have a little crack in your foundation, these things are important. But when your house burns down or when there's a major fire, it can really, really devastate a family. And there are so many people who have family members and friends that have experienced a house fire. And it's not fun. It really, really can devastate
a
family.
It's so serious. And I do feel totally personally guilty for being so totally neglectful. Like, I know I need to attend to my chimney. You know what I mean? Two of them. I told you one that was a redirect of the puff back. And the other one has a wood-burning stove in it. But up on the top of the roof. Now, this is not like you talked about on the exterior bottom to top. It's an old house, and it's inside. It goes up from my kitchen, right? So up there, it was like, you know, a couple bricks started to fall off. Then all of a sudden, a couple years go by, and there's like 10 fell off. And then I sent my son up there to take 10 more off just because I could see that they were shaking, and they're all sitting there. So now I've got this. You know, in the day when it was right, the chimney was high, like whatever it was, when it had like the cap on it.
Sure.
And everything. So now it doesn't have that, and it's down like this far.
Well, if it doesn't have a liner, if it's an older chimney, in the older houses, and this is a good point since we're running out of time, in many of the older houses, the chimneys are actually unlined.
I don't think mine's
lined. It does not have a liner.
Right.
And historically, unlined chimneys are very, very unsafe. You can't have an unlined chimney. The moment if you were buying a house and it's an unlined chimney, that chimney must be lined in order to...
If anybody's following
exactly.
your protocol, which again, I think this is like so critical to me. I'm so glad I'm here today with you because it's like fate. Because nobody talks about chimneys in my world. But when you have a wood-burning stove go in and then you put that little liner in from the inside, Home Depot stuff.
Sure.
Does that help to make a new lining or
not
it
really.
Goes all the way up or
not
is the
really.
Lining a much more...
When a wood-burning stove simply uses as a connector to go into the existing chimney, that's not considered a liner. That's considered a connector.
How far
okay?
up?
A negative connect, that's called a negative connection, which means that the wood-burning stove is just going into the chimney. It's terminating at the end of the connector, and now you just have the empty chimney going all the way to the top. A positive connection, which is preferred because it's much safer, is when the connector comes out of the stove, goes into the chimney, goes all the way up to the top, and then there's a nice chimney cap sitting on the top of it. That's called a positive connection.
So I think I have a positive all the way up, but not necessarily to the top. Would you come back and, I mean, I know this is all about me, sorry, but just, it's important. I know that a lot of people out there know my problem
sure,
here.
Sure.
So my question is, if it goes to the top, and how is there some kind of code as to when they put those in, how high? Because I always worry about if I do have something burning out that it's going to land on the roof and start a fire.
It usually has to come out a minimum of 2 to 3 feet from the top of the chimney.
I can't stand it. You've got the floor. Whatever you want to say now, I'm going to give you another minute and a half.
Well, I just want to thank you for having me here because as you know, you can see that many, many people are just not schooled on what a level 2 chimney inspection is and how important it really is. And from a health and safety standpoint, it absolutely needs to be done when you're buying a house because you'll know what you're buying. And from a negotiation standpoint, it is considered a health and safety issue, you know, so, and even if it's not negotiable because some things aren't negotiable, doesn't mean it doesn't need to be done.
Well, it's very important and it can be a negotiating factor
sure.
as well, but I just don't think people, real estate agents or anybody else, unless they get that red flag on the home inspection to even consider it to be something that is a leverage.
Exactly. But it's not even about that.
It's about the safety.
It's about safety.
See, you're about safety. I'm about safety. But you're about safety. No, I am too. I am too. Anyway, but no, you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
Anyway, I've got to get the best price for my buyers and have them safe. So, to you, Vince, it's so good to have you here. Thank you so much on behalf of Larry McKenty. Thank you guys all for watching in today. Larry, you're the best, and happy Father's Day to all you out there. Again, just want to let you know one last thing. Just inspect. Don't forget your chimney and call Vincent. You can get him through us, the Hunterdon Chamber, anywhere you want to find him, but he's the best. So go for it, be safe, and have a great weekend.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. military is revealing video evidence to support the claim that Iran was behind the attack of two tankers in the Gulf of Oman. The military says the video shows an Iranian Navy boat removing an unexploded mine from a Japanese-owned tanker. Retired Navy Admiral and NATO Supreme Allied Commander James Stridvitas tells Fox News what he sees confirms claim that make him very nervous about the growing tensions between the U.S. and Iran.
I've spent half my life in the Gulf of Oman and in and out of that Strait of Hormuz many, many times. This is a difficult, challenging set of circumstances. We are on a collision course. I'm worried.
Iran is denying any involvement in the attacks, and the Democratic National Committee is announcing the lineups for the first party-sanctioned presidential debate. A random drawing was held in New York to split the top 20 qualified candidates into two fields of 10. Those debates will take place later this month in Miami. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is